Lesson 30. Your loved ones can live again. Death causes much grief and sadness. That is why the Bible calls death an enemy. In Lesson 27, you learn that Jehovah will defeat that enemy. But what will happen to the people who have already died? In this lesson, you will learn more about another wonderful promise of Jehovah. He will bring billions of people back to enjoy life forever. He will resurrect them. Can that really happen? Will they be resurrected to live in heaven or on earth? Point 1. What does Jehovah want to do for our loved ones who have died? Jehovah longs to bring people who have died back to life. A man of faith named Job was confident that God would not forget him when he died. He said to God, "You will call, and I will answer you from the grave." Job 14:13-15 says, "Oh, that in the grave you would conceal me, that you would hide me until your anger passes by, that you would set a time limit for me and remember me. If a man dies, can he live again? I will wait all the days of my compulsory service until my relief comes. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands." Point 2. How do we know that the dead can be resurrected? When Jesus was on earth, God gave him the power to resurrect people. Jesus raised a 12-year-old girl and a widow's son back to life. Later, Jesus' friend Lazarus died. Although Lazarus had been dead and buried for 4 days, Jesus brought him back to life. After praying to God, Jesus simply cried out toward the tomb, "Lazarus, come out!" And the man who had been dead came out alive, as recorded at John 11:43-44. Imagine how happy Lazarus' family and friends were. Point 3. What hope is there for your loved ones who have died? At Acts 24:15, the Bible promises there is going to be a resurrection. Those whom Jesus resurrected in the past had not gone to heaven. They were happy to be brought back to life right here on earth. Likewise, Jesus will soon resurrect billions to enjoy life forever on a paradise earth. He said that all those in the memorial tombs, even those who may seem to be forgotten but are in God's memory, will be resurrected. John 5:28-29.
Dig deeper. Examine the evidence from the Bible that the dead can and will be resurrected. Learn how the resurrection can bring you comfort and give you hope. Point 4. Jesus proved that he can resurrect the dead. Learn more about what Jesus did for his friend Lazarus. John 11:14 says, "Then Jesus said to them plainly, 'Lazarus has died.'" Verses 38-44 say, "Then Jesus, after groaning again within himself, came to the tomb. It was in fact a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, 'Take the stone away.' Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, 'Lord, by now he must smell, for it has been 4 days.' Jesus said to her, 'Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?' So they took the stone away. Then Jesus raised his eyes heavenward and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. True, I knew that you always hear me, but I spoke on account of the crowd standing around, so that they may believe that you sent me.' When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out!' The man who had been dead came out, with his feet and hands bound with wrappings, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Free him and let him go.' How do we know that Lazarus was really dead? See verse 39. If Lazarus had gone to heaven, do you think that Jesus would have brought him back to life on earth? Listen to the audio for the video, Jesus Resurrects Lazarus. To find all media for Lesson 30, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
Just as a person can be awakened from a deep sleep, the Bible shows that it is possible to be awakened from death. Jesus did just that for his friend Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. If some part of Lazarus had survived his death and gone to heaven, would Jesus take him out of heaven and force him to live on earth again? No. Lazarus was asleep in the grave. Jesus gave him back his life and reunited him with his family. The Bible promises a time when many people will be resurrected from the dead, just as Lazarus was. Jesus spoke of this wonderful hope when he said, "The one who exercises faith in me, even though he dies, will come to life."
Point 5. Many will be resurrected. Psalm 37:29 says, "The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it." Where will the billions who will be resurrected live? Jesus will resurrect many more than just the ones who worshiped Jehovah. Acts 24:15 says, "And I have hope toward God, which hope these men also look forward to, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous." Whom would you like to see come back to life? The picture caption reads, "Think of this. Jesus can resurrect someone as easily as a father can wake his child from sleep." Point 6. The resurrection can bring you comfort and give you hope. The Bible account of Jairus' daughter has comforted and encouraged many who grieve. Read that true story at Luke 8:40-42, which says, "When Jesus returned, the crowd received him kindly, for they were all expecting him. But look, a man named Jairus came. This man was a presiding officer of the synagogue, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and began to plead with him to come to his house because his only daughter, who was about 12 years old, was dying. As Jesus was going, the crowds pressed in on him." Verses 49-56 say, "While he was yet speaking, a representative of the presiding officer of the synagogue came, saying, 'Your daughter has died. Do not bother the teacher any longer.' On hearing this, Jesus answered him, 'Have no fear, only have faith, and she will be saved.' When he reached the house, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the girl's father and mother. But people were all weeping and beating themselves in grief for her. So he said, 'Stop weeping, for she did not die, but is sleeping.' At this they began to laugh at him scornfully, because they knew she had died. But he took her by the hand and called to her, 'Child, get up.' And her spirit returned, and she rose immediately, and he ordered that something be given her to eat. Well, her parents were beside themselves, but he instructed them to tell no one what had happened." Before resurrecting Jairus' daughter, Jesus told her father, "Have no fear, only have faith." See verse 50. How might the hope of the resurrection help you when a loved one dies? When your life is in danger? Listen to the audio for the video, "The Resurrection Hope Imparts Courage." How?
Felicity was a bright, vibrant little girl.
She was a beautiful kid. She really was. She embraced the fact that she was ill.
She was confident and courageous, knowing that Jehovah would resurrect her.
Felicity really enjoyed the privilege of being invited to share in the February broadcast of 2016. But sadly, just a few weeks later, Felicity passed away. When you watch a child die in her mother's arms, it's the most saddening thing you'll ever see.
The pain and the sting of death is so strong. But after some time, as time goes by, the sting starts to fade a little bit into, I just really miss that person.
Simple things like setting the table. There, that's where you need courage. There's one plate less, one less fork, one less knife, one less seat.
On the day that Felicity died, the account of Jairus' daughter actually helped Ben and I as parents.
At that moment, when he was told that his daughter had died, I know how he felt. And yet Jesus said, do not fear. His daughter wasn't dead. She was just asleep. After Felicity died, we went to the very next meeting. Many of our friends, they didn't know what to say, but they did the most important thing ever, and that's they offered a warm embrace.
The friends in our Kingdom Hall are like family to us. They really protected us. They comforted us. Sometimes there'd be cards.
The hardest thing for us to do after Felicity died was to look at the resurrection hope during our family worship.
Our children lost their sister and their friend. We were able to see the benefit, especially when we heard their private prayers at nighttime. They would make expressions about the resurrection hope and how they knew that Felicity was safe in Jehovah's memory.
Felicity often said that she felt the best when she was in the ministry because she didn't focus on her own illness. And since she's died, we can truly understand what she meant by that.
Our experience with losing Felicity has actually given us the ability to comfort other people. So when we're in the field and we meet people who have lost someone they love, we feel better equipped emotionally and spiritually to be able to strengthen others.
The expansion of our ministry has been something that we've really enjoyed. It keeps our minds occupied and keeps the hope more real to us. Of course, there's always a pain that won't go away until we get Felicity back, but we put it in its place. We allow it to energize our family to do the things that Jehovah wants us to do. The resurrection hope is real. It's going to happen. We just have to be patient.
How has the resurrection hope comforted and encouraged Felicity's parents? Some people say,
the idea of a resurrection sounds too good to be true.
What do you think? What scripture could you use to show that there is going to be a resurrection?
Summary. The Bible promises that billions who have died will be resurrected. Jehovah wants them to live again, and He has given Jesus the power to resurrect them. Review. How do Jehovah and Jesus feel about bringing the dead back to life? Where will billions of resurrected people live? In heaven or on earth? Why do you say so? What convinces you that your loved ones can live again? Goal. If you know someone who is grieving, share the hope of the resurrection with him or her at an appropriate time. Set other goals.
Explore. Learn what practical steps you can take to cope with grief. Read Help for Those Who Grieve, In Awake, No. 3, 2018. Can Bible principles really help someone who is grieving?
When he finally passed away, I had spent so much time worrying about him and thinking about him that I felt a huge emptiness. I didn't really know what to do with myself.
Watch the video, When a Loved One Dies. How can children cope with the death of a loved one?
Can't Jehovah just fix her?
Oh, honey. Oh. He's already done something to help her.
Watch the video, The Ransom. Will anyone be resurrected to heaven? Who will not be resurrected? Read the web article, What is the Resurrection? End of Lesson 30.